This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, thanks for joining in this morning. Here we go, one more hour of Auto Talk Live. Before we get cruising along here too much, I do want to make sure and remind folks that on October 26th, coming up at the San Diego Auto Museum, is Trunk or Treat. Super cool. Anyway, I like that. From 10 to 2. Come join us for candy, cars, and fun, trunk or treats, safe family event. Kids get to trick or treat from some of the cars, free admission for children 12 and under, and parents of costume children 12 and under. It's happening there at the San Diego Auto Museum in Balboa Park. Runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Outside Balboa Park's Halloween Spectacular will be going on also in front of the museum. That runs 9:30 a.m. to noon. Bring your children. A safe place to get candy and all that great stuff. Cruise around. You don't have to worry about them out on the streets and stuff. So, great place for young ones to do. Brendan's taking a little Russie over there, right?
Correct, Amundo.
All right, and we don't mean a Russell Terrier. We mean little Russie.
Yeah, or as Dave Stahl likes to call him, Tank.
Tank, is that what he calls him?
Yeah, because he's a little tank, basically.
He's a little tank, he is. What was the costume that you got for Russell this year, you said?
He's going to be an astronaut, and then Shelly and I, my wife, are going to be aliens that he captured. So it works all together, yeah.
There you go. Well, yeah, it's a theme. That's you right. Guys love Halloween, don't you?
Oh, it's one of our favorites. It's probably our second favorite holiday, I would say, behind Christmas. We really do enjoy Christmas quite a bit.
Is that the gifts?
That the family coming together, all that fun stuff. So
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the way we're throwing cars in with Halloween is trunk or treat. So make sure you make it out there. And you could probably run into Brendan and his wife. She'll be there with you, right?
That's right.
All right. So look for the two aliens with a little astronaut. All good. So good stuff. But yes, that is October 26th. I'm sorry. And should be a great event. The West Automotive Group is one of the sponsors for it. So get out there and check it out. We sponsor it to make it possible. So there's all that candy to hand out to young kids. So go enjoy. Halloween will be here before you know it, huh?
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, what day is Halloween on?
It is a Thursday.
Oh, it is a Thursday. Mm-hmm. So they're doing this the weekend before.
That's right. A lot of places are doing it the weekend before, but I think the one you should go to especially is the San Diego Automotive Museum one, personally. But that's just
I agree. But you might be a bit biased.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we love cars, and that's all good stuff. So make sure you get out there and go check out the cars and the candy and bring the kids, and they'll love it. So good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see. Anything else going on cool? This week in automotive, there's always cool stuff going on in automotive things.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to get you some car shows. I'm just getting through a lot here already.
Is there a lot of car shows?
Yeah, I already got three.
San Diego?
I got three in San Diego already for today and tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I'll let you guys know here soon, shortly.
Very cool.
Stay tuned.
All right. That sounds like a great plan. Today we're talking about the most common transmission problems. And something that you really don't want to have to deal with, but sometimes it does happen and things that we do see. So we're going to talk about that, but we are also talking about anything automotive related. Give me a call here at 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And I'm happy to chat with you about any automotive questions that you have or things that you're dealing with. So give me a call. Let me know. And we'll go from there. Let's see here. What else is going on today as far as that goes? Well, Brendan's going to come up with that. So let's start into this. Car's transmission is a complex mechanical system. And to be honest with you, when it comes to transmissions, you're more likely to have a transmission failure on a vehicle these days than an engine failure as far as that goes. So it's one of those things that you might have to deal with. So that's why we're talking about it today. But happy to talk about anything, like I said, that you want about cars. Just give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. So the application of power from the engine to the drive shaft, it experiences more wear and tear over time than most parts of the vehicle due to heat friction produced by the many moving and interacting components, which is true. There's more interacting and moving components inside of a transmission than an engine. Without question. Major issues are bound to arise if the transmission is not well maintained and or symptoms of a problem are not checked by a professional soon after they develop, which is true. Transmission repairs or replacements are inconvenient, stressful, and typically quite expensive. And I do agree with them on that. And they've only gotten more expensive, to be honest with you. So as far as that goes, just one of those things that you might have to deal with. So we try to keep it in great working order. And that's one of the things that we're going to kind of chat with and talk about this morning as far as this goes. Because most problems occur from lack of servicing to the transmission. The best money you can spend ever is going to be on servicing and of the transmission, because it's like buying insurance. It's the only thing you can do as far as changing the fluid and that. Now, a lot of vehicles, and we're going to talk about this quite extensively, but a lot of vehicle manufacturers state that, oh, transmission fluid's good for 100,000 miles, don't need to service it. That is true, but the transmission should be broken then between 100 and 150,000 miles if you do nothing and never service it. The good news is when you replace the transmission, you get new fluid, so you can start all over again, but it's quite an expensive endeavor, and I would strongly suggest servicing it. So what we recommend is around 20,000 miles, 18 to 20,000 miles, you service that thing, replace the fluid. If the filter is replaceable, replace it. If it's just a drain and refill, put new fluid in it. You remove the fluid, carries all the contaminants, and keep in mind all these metal parts working together create very small fragmental parts that are carried throughout the fluid that make the fluid abrasive and can wear things like valve bodies and solenoids and plug up filters with items. There is wear inside these. You can't have metal parts, even though they're well lubricated, running on each other or not. And that's often why the fluid starts to discolor or change colors. Not where it's skunked and burnt, but starts to change colors. This is all the contaminants being carried through it. So the best way to keep that minimal and keep good fresh fluid running through this thing and help extend the life of it when it comes to the transmission is by changing the fluid, for sure. So, all right, let's see what Bodie's got to say real quick this morning. It's been a while since I talked to you, my friend, and I owe you a call, so what's happening?
I got a great joke for you.
Are you in a concert hall right now?
I'm at Starbucks.
Oh, you're getting a lot of reverb like you're in a bass drum.
Well, that's because of the poor acoustics.
Mm.
You want me to call back?
No, you're good. What you got going?
Okay, so, you know the word hippo is short for hippopotamus, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm setting the stage for the joke.
All right.
So, and then, you know what a Zippo lighter is?
A Zippo, yes.
Okay, so what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I'm not really sure.
Well, one is heavy, and the other one's a little lighter.
Ah. I love that one, actually.
Yeah, Brendan's going to use that.
Yeah, I actually will, actually. That's really good.
And very clean, but very funny, for sure. For sure.
And let's see, transmission. Probably what I would add to what you're going to say is lots of people slam their cars into gear.
Uh-huh.
You know, on the car or on the floor. And the other thing is, I notice a lot of people still stomping on the gas whenever the green light changes or from a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I notice that where I hang out, it's kind of upscale neighborhood, people, I would say 50% of the people don't stop at the stop sign. So they kind of come to a rolling stop, and then they jam that gas pedal down.
Everybody's in a hurry to get somewhere these days, huh?
Well, the culture has changed.
It has. And that, and what you're talking about, like you back out of your garage and before the car stops moving, you slam it into drive as you roll into the road. That is really hard on that transmission. Super hard.
Yeah, that's a good observation on your part, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, I tell you, we live in a culture where just about everything works.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this in the health field. I have some friends of mine who are doctors, and I say, what's the biggest complaint you have about people is that they don't do the maintenance.
Yeah.
They eat. You know, for instance, there's over 700 food additives in the food chain.
Yep.
That's a lot of biological altering in your body going on.
Well, you know what? I recently was over in Italy and France in Monaco. And the one thing about the food there, you know, like their breads and all that, don't have all the stuff in it we have here in the U.S. So when you eat their food, you it seems a lot lighter. They don't, you know, so I don't know, the food's, it's more natural as far as that goes. They don't have all the preservatives and things that we tend to put in food here with that we do. Just seems a bit cleaner. Do you agree with me?
It's much cleaner, and I'll tell you one of the biggest problems is the farmers and the chemical companies have genetically modified the wheat in America. We're eating wheat products is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happened is in Europe, they're still going by the old wheats that are not genetically modified, and most of their foods are more fresher, I guess I'll say.
Yep.
And so they're eating cleaner, they're eating less chemicals, they're eating less processed. And the other thing is, people are walking there more.
Oh, yeah, without question. Yeah, and that's it. If you, I wear a Fitbit, so like daily there, you walk if you're over there usually, and even just, I mean, obviously I'm visiting, but you'll walk anywhere from 15 to 20,000 steps in a day there.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you get 3,000 steps here, unless you go out and actually walk regularly, you know, so yeah, correct.
Well, you look at these coffee chains that have drive-through.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I'm sitting inside, a little noisy, and I'm watching for every person that comes to the counter inside, 10 cars come through the drive-through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I got to be honest with you, I used to go there and get a coffee, and I'd go and go inside. But it seems like the drive-through people get served faster. So if you're in a hurry, you want to go through the drive-through anyway. Trust me. I don't know why, but when you go inside, it seems like you're put behind the people in the drive-through. I don't know. Maybe that's not the truth. Just the concept I came up with when I was there before.
I'm going to tell you something. Your observation and thinking skills are right on spot in this. I talked to the manager here, and, you know, I'm pretty chatty, and I said to him, I said, why is the service? I said, you'll serve 5 or 6 people. I've been standing here for 7, 8 minutes. He goes, that's done on purpose because they don't want people hiding in their cars getting impatient because they got somewhere to go.
Yeah, there you go.
So psychologically, they're smart. And, you know, it's like, hey, I'm not going to make a big fuss. I'm 79 years old. What am I going to do, say 3 minutes so I can sit down?
Yeah. all good. Well, as we get older, well, most of us, I don't know. I meet some old people that are in quite a hurry. That's a funny thing about working on cars. You know, when you get a car in and you diagnose it and there's some repairs and it's going to be a couple days, it seems like some of the extremely older people that have actually, I would say, I don't know. I mean, maybe they have doctor's appointments or what, but they definitely don't have to go to work. And they don't, you know, they're retired. You're and they're more than upset about their car having to be broken and waiting on parts for a couple days than somebody that's going to work every day that says, all right, yeah, 2 days, fine. I'll figure something out. I'll get a ride. I'll do this. So it's just funny. I don't know if it's having that car in the garage is a security thing, you know, there with you versus not having a car. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But I have noticed this over the 32 years of doing this. So it's very interesting. But all in all, I think we'll agree together. When it comes to cars and things, people are very interesting. So you never know. You never know.
Well, I'm going to give you another compliment. Your analytical skills are superlative.
Well, I try to, you know what, what is that they say? Listen more and speak less.
Well, yeah, that's, you probably heard this from me, is that God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth.
That's right. That's right. I fully agree. So listening's very important. Very important. Well, it's great. Well, great. You, what were you going to say?
Well, one other thing is what's happened is we live in a culture that everybody wants it now or yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so what it does is also Google.
I call that instant gratification.
Yes, that's the exact phrase. And Americans, they're so used to having everything, and everything works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really, people don't know how good it is here.
Yep, yep. I agree with you. I agree.
Yes. It is what it is. So.
Yep. Yep. For sure.
All right,
my friend. Thank great you. To hear from you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. Okay.
Keep me plugged in, please.
I'll let Brandon know. Or Brendan, no, sorry, he called him Brandon. Anyway, he don't mind as long as it don't care and call him late for dinner.
Yeah, or I would say, or what my substitutes did back in the day, my name got cut off because what they would do was capitalize my entire name to show that I was a new student there. So it would cut off and say Brenda Thomas. I'm like, oh, no, it's not my name. No.
Are you sure?
So I'm sure.
You're not transitioning?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that. All right, Bodie, have a wonderful, safe weekend. He'll keep you plugged ciao. In so you can hear.
All right, ciao.
All right, ciao. Bye. So, all right, always great questions from Bodie. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here, but just like Bodie, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm here to talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. We are back. Oh, the mic is moving. You never know about these things in here.
It shifts everywhere.
I touched it and went dunk, straight down at the ground. I was like, okay.
You should see.
Well, it's good to know if I want to lay on the floor and talk on the mic, I'd be fine.
You should see my microphone. It's all tangled up, these wires, so I can't pull it out very far.
What happened?
I don't know. Every time I come in every week, I find
something
new.
Was there a producer standing up, walking in circles while talking on the...
It must have. I don't know otherwise. It's a mess in here.
It's a mess in here. Yeah, I've heard that before. Trust me. As I look up and the advertisement going on is battery daddy. What's it's a case that holds all your different size batteries.
Oh, okay.
Well, you need one of those.
I actually do have something similar to that. It's not called the battery daddy, mind you, but
it has a clear locking lid on mm-hmm. both sides, and it stores all kinds of different battery sizes.
Yeah, and it tests out your battery power too. So
does
if
it?
You find a random battery laying around, you just put it in the slot, and it tells you what battery power it's at, and you're like, oh, I can keep that. Oh, I gotta throw that away because that one's empty, sort of thing. So it's cool.
Yeah. Do you keep batteries in your remotes until they corrode?
No, just till they die.
Do you actually change them out regularly?
Oh, yes. Yes, whenever it's not working, I'll go.
Whenever it's not working, exactly.
Yeah. Then I'll go to the battery tester and boom.
By that time, it might be corroding.
Oh, jeez. Hope not.
Hope not. All good. All good stuff. All right, folks, welcome back. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
My friend Callie and Ron, they're over in Asia. Mm-hmm. And she just texted me, I think our ship blew a main engine. It's kind of auto repair, but on a big ship. Mm-hmm. Might be in Hong Kong for a few. Ouch. they're on an 18-day trip through Asia, so on a cruise. So I think their ship engine blew up. And that's not easy. It's not like a rental car. You can bring another car out and swap it out.
No.
How do you swap out? How do you swap out cruise ships?
It's got, that one you're going to have a little bit of a tougher time finding.
Yeah, and fixing an engine in one of those is even harder because you got to do it piece by piece. Unless you take it into the yard and cut part of the boat open. That's not the easiest way to get those things. They build the bottom of them. They set the motors in them, engines, I should say. And then they weld everything else together. Takes years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd you like that? If you're, the only vehicle that comes close to that is like the diesel trucks will often pull the whole cab off of to get to the engine. It's just easier.
Right.
Trying to work on it inside there, you know? So, but yeah, one of those things. Well, I wish them well. Hopefully Hong Kong is treating them good.
Good luck.
Good luck. As we say, good luck. So, all right, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years in the North County inland. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out in East County, taking care of folks out there for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive Transmission, right in central San Diego, right on Balboa Avenue, 8027 Balboa Avenue, taking care of folks over there for well over 7 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks in the Golden Triangle right over here for well over 5 years. And, of course, our newest addition coming up on 2 years is West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, taking care of folks in North County on the coast there for, like I said, almost 2 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. As all of me and my employees, like I said, I'm thinking of one thing on a car and then I'm reading this stuff, but what we were going to talk about on transmission, but all of us come together because we have the same philosophy, me, my employees, and everybody, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced, repaired, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course, but good things to have. You can always charge your stuff to it. You can also get your vehicle in and take advantage of diagnosis properly on a vehicle. I always tell folks, best money ever spent on any repair is money spent on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. It will save you tons of money. So whether it's a CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, heat overheating diagnosis, AC diagnosis, whatever it is on your vehicle that's not working properly, get it in and let my master technicians diagnose it properly. It will save you money in the long run. It eliminates unwanted parts replacement. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at our rental partners nearby. You can jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, etc. And we always put out great tips and things like that. That's westautomotivegroup.com, and just click on one of them, whichever one you want to follow on, and you can follow. You can also click on the Automan segments. We're on the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 or Auto Talk Radio, where you can go right to these. You can also pick up Auto Talk Radio from the podcast. If any of these places, just go to the 1170 Weekend Show, 1170 San Diego Weekend Show, and you can pick them up through Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Any of those places, you can grab the Auto Talk Radio podcast, right, Brendan?
That's right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, because he puts them on there. That's why he knows it's right.
And now it's going to be on Mondays at 9 a.m. They will be uploaded. So,
oh, was it? When was it before?
It was Tuesdays. So
why did it take so long?
Now we're switching it to Mondays.
That's probably a better idea.
Yeah.
It's a day sooner.
Yeah, it is. So everyone could be a little bit happier about that. So hopefully. I don't know.
I'm very happy about that right now. Good, I'm glad you know. I did not know that. They did not tell me about that.
Yeah. For us, we don't upload it till Tuesday at 9 a.m., but now it is Monday at 9 a.m., so look out for that.
Well, there you go. Hang in there, hang in there. We'll get them uploaded, and they'll be there for your listening pleasure, as we say, right?
That's right.
That's cool. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. But we are talking about transmissions for sure. So some of the things that are issues with transmissions, a lack of response can be caused by multiple things on a transmission, no question about it. Whining, clunking, and humming, if you got any of those going on, we need to look into it right away. Leaking low fluid, grinding or shaking. I don't think the transmission actually shakes, but the vehicle could. What we say is chatter, go to take off, you know, like running over bumps in a road or something, chatter. So burning smell, refuses to go into gear, that's a big one. Check engine light on. Yeah, these days all transmissions are electronic and hydraulic together. So if you get a solenoid or something that fails or an issue or something like that, it will often pick it up and set a code.
Mm-hmm.
Transmissions noisy and neutral. Yeah, usually means there's a thrust bearing or a planetary or something going south. Slipping, dragging a clutch. That would be binding. And the best thing to do then is get the problem diagnosed properly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I agree.
Do you have a transmission question?
No, just I'm agreeing with most of what you're saying with the transmissions issues there. And again, it's very important to get it to a qualified facility, just like your shops, because again, going to any other shop, they're going to misdiagnose it more than likely. Your employees have the training and the skills and the knowledge behind of what they're doing, and you put your word with theirs. So, and that's very, very important when it comes to and the integrity of your business on top of that. So
correct. So that's why I always say, you know, I mean, everybody doesn't diagnose cars wrong, but we see a lot of misdiagnosed cars. There's no question about it. And that can get very expensive. There used to be years ago, there was several BMW models that would create this whining sound when the PCV system on the motor, which is a crankcase ventilation system, mm-hmm. which, sucks up combustion gases that pass the rings in the crankcase, and then puts them back through the intake and reburns them. Mm-hmm. Reduces emissions, also reduces buildup and issues, sludge, things like that inside the engine oil crankcase. But this thing would start to whine really loud when the valve would start to stick on it.
Mm.
People, and it was near the back of the intake on the motor. So a lot of places were replacing transmissions going, oh, it's a pump whine. Well, $7,000 to $8,000 later, and guess what you still have?
The same issue.
A whining noise.
Yeah.
It was a $1,000 repair to pull the intake apart and replace that. So you spent $7,000 to $8,000, now you got to spend another $1,000 to fix the actual mm-hmm. noise that's going on. Not a good thing.
So I actually have a different question entirely for you. This sure. is from my mother, because she owns a brand new Honda CR-V. It actually just got recalled. But the recall, I don't understand entirely. So
what is the recall? Let's talk about it.
Honda issued a widespread recall with potential issue to the steering rack due to a production issue with the gearbox worm wheel. A gear within the rack can swell, increasing the steering load in the wheel. Okay. So is that meaning
making
that,
it stiff?
Oh, okay. So the steering wheel itself.
Does that vehicle have electronic steering or hydraulic?
I believe it's electronic.
Most of them are electronic nowadays. Most, yeah. So
yeah,
Yeah, as far as that goes.
If I had to put my money on.
So what that means is that there'd be higher friction. So all of a sudden, have you ever had a car, probably not this bad, but have you ever had a car that broke a power steering belt and now it's manual steering, or have you ever had a manual steering car?
No, I have not yet, but I will say,
you haven't lived.
I definitely know of a time where my father's truck, his power steering was running low, and you could tell every time he cranked the wheel all the way to its max, all of a sudden you hear a clicking sound of some sort.
Yep. And sometimes a screaming sound too, or mm-hmm. or a cavitating sound would come from the pump.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've ever had a vehicle that has power steering that's lost hydraulic power steering, let me tell you, it's more of a workout than a car with manual steering.
I bet.
So what I would presume is happening with those is they're saying that gear's swelling, creating friction and drag. So you start to, instead of it being super simple, you start to feel it in the wheel, mm-hmm. probably. Now, how much drag? Is it dangerous? I mean, if it's drag where it almost like you need to muscle the car to steer it, that could be quite dangerous, I think, especially depending on your capabilities and your muscle strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's a little different, right?
Absolutely.
So all good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That explains why. Okay. Because the way it sounded, I was just thinking, well, that just means you got to put a little bit more effort into steering. But if not that many people have that kind of effort, that could be very dangerous. Henceforth, why the recall even happened in the first place. So,
correct. Yeah. So they recalled all of them. Did your mom take her car in for it?
She already did. Yeah.
What do they do? What's the fix?
It's 2022 to 2025 Honda CRVs, HRVs, Acura Integras, and Integra Type S's.
Yeah, they always build the same style steering for all those, using across them.
And then as for the fix,
probably replacing the steering rack.
I'm assuming so. I'm trying to see if it says anything here. Replace the worm gear spring with an improved part and redistribute or add grease.
Oh,
is what they said.
Yeah, maybe they can access a spring easily and go from there.
Hopefully, I mean, it'd be a quicker fix then. Well,
taking the whole rack out, it'd be a cheaper fix too, because a power one of those electronic racks is not cheap.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, if that's what it is. So cool. Well, I'm glad she got it taken care of. And if you have a CRV or one of those vehicles that Brendan mentioned, you're going to want to get it in for a recall. You should have got a notice, though.
Yes, they said they sent the notice out. As soon as my mother got it, she immediately called a dealership. And they said, oh, yeah, come right in right now. And that's exactly what she did. So they shouldn't be backed up with, you know, appointments, I don't think, to fix this issue.
Yep,
so.
And recalls are free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because I was just going to read to you, I don't know if you heard, Fisker, the electric car company, they were going to make their customers pay for the recall that they had on their
vehicles. That's illegal.
Yeah, DOJ said, no, that's not happening. You're paying it out of your
pocket. Well, yeah, it's, you have to provide it. That company's bankrupt, though.
Yeah, that's why they said, our customers.
You missed it last week. You weren't here, but I was talking about them.
Oh, no.
Well, just because they're being liquidated. They're liquidating everything. They've been bankruptcy, just, whoever handles the thing for them. They're not coming back.
It's just so hard to be an electric car company right now, because our government has basically made it almost mandatory to have this kind of competitive market in that brand. So if you're an independent car company, except for Tesla, mind you, it's just going to be really hard. I mean, Rivian's been busting out their own cash like year after year.
Yeah,
after
I don't think they're going to last much longer either.
No, I don't think so either. I think out of all the cars, they're the best designed looking ones on the outside.
They're cool looking.
But, yeah, but
they only have two cars. They have a truck and an SUV, right?
Yeah, but I still love the design, is what I'm still saying. I don't like the Cybertrucks, obviously. I've mentioned that so many times.
Are so ugly.
I hate it. I tell my wife, I just want to like skid against one.
I had a customer ask me, like, what do you think if I get one of those? I'm like, why? Why would you get one of those?
What if I wanted to go off-roading with it?
What are you gonna
that's
use
even
it?
Worse for you.
Yeah, what are you going to use it for? And he's like, oh, well, you could put some 2x4s in the back. I was like, yeah, then you got to leave the back open when you do that. I mean, I don't get it, man. What are you doing with this thing? If you just got money and you want to spend, you want to be the dude that has the ugly car in the street, I get it. I mean, go for it. It's cool. You should do it. Do it without question. But not my idea. But every time I see one, I'm just like, I don't know why you would. You know what else somebody said? Oh, you know, I did talk to a guy about those. You're going to love this. Okay. So have you ever been inside one?
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to look inside. Okay. The dash is super long. Uh-huh. And he's like, he was an older guy. He's like, you know how many things I've lost down there? He's all, my wife, she sits her purse on the dash. I think gone. He's like, takes 12 minutes to retrieve it. He's all, I got to stop the car, stand up inside there. He's all, I'm half laying. I guess it's like 4 feet, the dash is. It's like super long to the windshield, the way it's designed.
I believe it.
And he's like, oh, so many things have fallen down there. He's like, never, never land. He's like, worst design ever. I don't know why somebody, they should have just closed off the dash. He's just weird.
I bet later Cybertrucks are going to fix that kind of issue possibly, but.
Why do we need a Cybertruck?
I got no answer.
I don't get it.
I want to play cricket sounds right
now. Yeah, I can't wait to fix them. It's going to be great. I'm sure they'll be broken. Crazy. 100,000 miles, parts will be falling off of them, etc. We'll see. I don't know. We're not going to use the T word, though, because I know how you feel about it.
Oh, I just twitched a little.
I know. That's what happens. You're going to be on the floor rolled up in a ball and crying here shortly. So yeah. All good. But, yeah, no, that electric car thing, interesting. You know, so many of these cars now, it's funny because like I talked to a guy that was looking to get a Tesla aligned, and he's like, can you guys do it any cheaper than Tesla? I was like, no, we need the software and all that. You know, it's expensive, maybe a little bit, but as far as we can align them and all that, but you got to have the software to reset the sensors for the set because it's self, you know, autonomous driving on them and stuff like that and re-correction. But Tesla charges around $900 to align one of their cars at their Tesla store. And the problem is, it's not only that, but the weight that people have to when you're taking cars in there. And obviously, there's still quite a few parts that Tesla will not allow to the open market. So those cars are they don't have the ability or manpower to fix them all. If you drive by a Tesla repair facility, do you ever see a parking spot in there?
No,
there's a billion of them there waiting to be fixed. So, yeah, interesting stuff for sure. And they're very expensive to fix as they get older, right?
That's right.
Yep. Are we due one more break?
We are.
Oh, shoot. I better do that now.
Okay.
All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Got so fun talking about transmissions and cars and forgot where we're at. You're listening to Auto Talk on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, welcome back, folks. As we're talking about automotive stuff, that's what we do here on Auto Talk, right, Brendan?
That's right.
He's busy doing something over there.
Yeah, I was writing on papers. Sorry.
You were writing a paper?
Yeah.
A white sheet on something?
Yeah, I need signatures to let them know I'm playing the advertisements that you want. Stop bothering me.
Oh, jeez. Stop bothering you.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I do also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Interstate Batteries are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So if you need a battery for a vehicle, definitely jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other need, go to their storefronts and check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need, are the highest quality batteries out there. Let's see what Mike's got going. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Oh, another day in paradise here in San Diego. How about you?
There you go.
How's the weather in Dayton these days?
Last year.
Oh, last week, yeah. I saw my nephew was there.
I saw he posted a bunch of pictures. Yeah, good. He said it was a really good one. Man.
Oh, the weather was picture perfect, man. Yeah, it was just gorgeous. Yeah, it's so fun people watching there, though. The guys coming down with the half-gallon beers, trying to get down the hill. Oh, my God. It's a show.
Yep.
But, yeah, they had a different hill, I guess, or next to the hill. They had this east-west coast jazz going on there. They had actually running through the riverbed and then going up the side, kind of like a motocross track.
Uh-huh.
And up the hill. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. No, yeah, it got tough.
Well, just
you could do
just
alignment in for $8.99. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Drive it in.
$8.99. You undercut the dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Hey, no, seriously, I got a Regal, a 2012 Regal that I'm chasing as PO138 code, and I can't seem to replace the O2 sensor so many times. So
is that a heater code or what? What exactly is the definition of it?
I forget now what it is. I'd have to look it up, but it's an activity code, I think.
Okay.
There's no activity. It's a 2271. I get it alongside that. I get a 2271 code too. So
it looks like circuit high voltage bank one sensor two.
Yeah, sensor two.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a monitoring O2.
Right.
On this. So it's on bank one sensor two. So
downstream. Yeah.
And it's stuck at high voltage.
Yeah, I mean, I checked the connectors, checked any kind of shorts, this or that. I didn't see anything crazy. I mean, without a scan tool, which I don't have, all I have is a code reader. It's kind of hard to.
Can you do
doing YouTube and that?
Can you do an efficiency test on the catalyst?
I'm not quite sure how to do that.
Okay. So.
What's that?
There's several. You can actually Google them, and you tell there's several different ways you can test a catalyst. But my thought on this thing is, it's probably marginal. The catalyst is, which is so staying high voltage on that sensor will be picking. The sensor is saying, "Hey, it's rich over here. We're rich over here. We're not crossing back and forth."
Right.
So, yeah, it's possible that catalyst has started to degrade a bit. It's not enough to throw a catalyst code, but. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, in the 420, I don't see that.
But sometimes happens that what's happening is that oxygen sensor sticking, or at least the PCM, and I would back probe that thing with a meter and check it, or you can watch it on live data if you have the right scan. You don't have a scanner, though, do you?
Right.
Oh, so
I can get one. I can get one. Yeah.
Anyway, what I would do is watch that thing, because one of two things are happening. You replaced the sensor already?
Well, let me give you a little backstory here. This thing had a timing chain below 2.4, and basically it was rat on something fierce. So I'm wondering, maybe it wasn't on its way out because of that. Would that have any kind of...
The catalyst could be, if it's been running kind of out of time until it blew this thing apart and started making a lot of noise.
I mean.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yep, it's highly possible. Yeah. But what I would do is check that sensor and see if it's sticking at high voltage, which it probably is. Did you say you replaced the sensor already?
Yeah, it was black. I mean, it was rich. So I thought, well,
that bank is picking up. Definitely, the catalyst is not working 100%. Then, for some reason now, or the sensor itself was. But since you replaced the sensor, most likely what I do is back press. See that thing if it's sticking, above the midway point on that voltage wise, then you probably have a catalyst that is starting. But I'd also make sure we don't have a condition that's running a little rich on that bank. But I doubt it, because there's other codes that would have said, and they would have picked that up as far as a lean or rich condition.
Right. Now, it did have a power reduce code too, which I replaced a high pressure fuel pump, and that took care of that. But this is something a little bit maybe a byproduct
almost sounds to me like the catalyst may just be, it's not bad enough to pop a poor PO430, but it may be degraded.
Wow, lovely.
Yep.
All right, and they're not cheap, so yeah.
Nothing in this world is anymore, my friend.
Nope.
Definitely
hey,
not.
Good talk to you, Brian.
Great to talk
take
to you
yourself.
Too, Mike. You too, brother.
Peace.
Take care. Bye. Always great questions, no question about it, for sure. Let's see what Mark has going on. Good morning, Mark. You have a power steering question, I see.
Yes, I was just wondering, should Should a power steering unit be flushed out occasionally, and how often?
If you have hydraulic steering, yes. 2 years or 24,000 miles is typically what we recommend. Just like a transmission or anything else, there's components that rub and wear against each other there, and the metal contamination can cause seal failures and things like that, especially on power steering racks and all. So recommend to get it cleaned out and get new fluid in it. It really extends the life and almost end up with no power steering failures if you do that on that basis.
That sounds good. Now you actually flush the system. Rather than just replacing the reservoir with new fluid, you actually flush it?
Or? Actually, what we do is you can't really flush anything out of it, but what we do is we have a machine that adds in a cleaner. The cleaner runs through it, and then this thing sucks out fluid as it's putting new fluid in continuously as it's rotating until everything is clean. So it doesn't really pressurize the system as far as flushing, which is kind of a weird name for it. It's more of a fluid exchange complete. But we do add a cleaner to it first, let it run, which revitalizes the seals and all that, and then suck all that stuff out while adding in brand new fluid until it is totally clean and recycled.
Great. That's what I'm looking for, because I realize that just replacing the reservoir, it doesn't clean out all the old fluid.
So. Absolutely not. Yeah. And it's not that expensive of a service, to be honest with you. It's really not.
Great. So, sounds good.
Good thing. Happy to help you out with it, Mark. Great question. I hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too, Brian. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. So, another great question. Everybody's got good questions today.
Totally.
Do you have another question?
No, I just want to let you know that we're down to a few minutes left. So,
a few minutes mean? Like five?
I know, like four-ish minutes.
Okay. So, well, let me know when we get to two-ish.
I will, definitely. Go ahead. I just wanted to quickly read off the car shows.
Sure.
Specifically in San Diego, there is the Casa de Ora Bible Church Car Show and Live Band Community Outreach.
Nice.
That will be today from noon to 4. Then the other one that's really big today is starting actually, or no, not today, I'm sorry, it's starting tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the El Cajon Elks Lodge, 1812, and over there it's going to be 8 to 2, and lunch will be provided. If you would like some additional lunches, it's $8, and of course all the proceeds go to help out the Elks National Foundation, and that's a very good cause. Up in the LA-ish area, Newport Beach is having their classic car and truck festival, and all the proceeds are going to be going towards Toys for Tots, and Toys for Watts is another local one there. And they do ask for toy donations as well, so that's a really good cause. Anaheim High School Alumni Association is having their 2024 classic car show.
Nice.
So that'll be kind of cool. Up in Corona, they're doing the Boudreaux Car Show, I think it's called, Boudreaux Car and Bike Show, excuse me.
And Pomona?
In Corona, specifically.
Oh, Corona.
Yeah.
Not Pomona, but Corona.
Correct. And they are going to be helping out the Friends of Leaps and Bounds organization and Working Dogs for Warriors Foundation as well.
Well, good causes.
Absolutely. So those are your car shows. I'm not going to mention the other ones because they're out in the desert. So
don't worry about it. Yeah. Nobody needs to go to the desert yet.
Exactly. I do want to say it's officially 2 minutes now, by the way.
Don't lie to me.
I know. Maybe we went 3 seconds over, but it's okay.
Yeah, there you go. It's all good. All good. Great show today.
Oh, yeah, and great questions, too. So shout out to everyone. Yeah.
Thanks for everybody for calling in and your great questions and stuff like that. You help make the show fun, for sure. Oh, wow. Today's the anniversary of the October 19th, 1987 Wall Street market crash, by the way.
Wow.
I just saw that. Something cool. Not very cool.
Not cool.
Elwood is cool if it never happens again.
Yeah.
But it happened a long time ago.
Unfortunately, history tends to repeat itself. We seem to get in recessions quite a bit. So.
Yeah. I don't know when the last recession was.
That was when a certain president by the name of B.O. was in office. We were in a recession then.
B.O.?
Yeah. Barack. I'm sorry. They want to get political.
Gotcha.
Oh, well. Okay. It's too late.
Yeah, recession, not a depression, though.
That's true. I'd
rather have a recession than a depression,
I agree.
All right. We're done with that. Just something interesting I saw as we're talking here and finishing up the car stuff. Folks, go to westautomotivegroup.com and give us a follow for some tips coming up at holiday stuff. Be great stuff. or get your appointment made, and we'll get you taken care of. Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Safest way to go. Be very, very safe and conscious about your driving, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's going to be beautiful here in San Diego, from what I understand.
Yeah, we got rid of that rain that happened on that Thursday night, Friday morning.
So. It was just a sprinkle.
Exactly, yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I
need to wash my truck again, though, now.
Yeah.
Thanks, rain. Everybody be safe. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back live next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer, San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.